Hello, hello, and today we have world famous Brielle Barbosa. Hi, Brielle Barbosa.
Hi, Justin Combs.
Hi, Brielle Barbosa. How does it feel being famous?
It's awesome.
I bet it is.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah. Actually, no, I don't want to be famous.
You don't want to be famous?
No.
Well, you're weird. Okay, I have some questions for world-renowned famous Brielle Barbosa.
What am I famous for again?
Anyways, who was one person in life that inspired you, and what did they do that inspired you?
My art teacher.
Your art teacher in middle school. Middle school. We're going back to middle school.
We're going back to middle school. We're only a sophomore. And oh. She was crap. Wasn't my art teacher from last year.
Yeah.
She sucked booty. Anyways.
Sorry, art teacher that sucked booty from last year.
She knows nobody likes
Anyways. Anyways. Not to throw heat. From famous Brielle Barbosa. Who was our teacher in middle school?
Her name was Mrs. Petzl.
Petzl, like Miss Pretzel.
Yes, we called her Miss Pretzel.
I bet you did.
Yeah, we did.
Was she salty?
No, she recommended it because nobody could remember her name.
So she liked being called Pretzel.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
She didn't like being talked to very much, honestly. She wasn't a talkative person. She did love
That's
the song
very
Watermelon
weird.
Sugar by
Harry Styles.
It played 50 times a day in that classroom.
Oh.
I don't like that song. It's worn out now.
I can tell.
Yeah.
The song's making you fidget with your foot and pillow right now.
I always do that.
Anyways. What do they do that inspired you?
They were really good at art and they helped
really
me realize that I could also be really good at art and use it.
You didn't
it
think you were really good at art?
I did not. I actually
So
was
this like
art.
Had a spiritual awakening inside of you.
Yeah, I had a spiritual awakening inside of me.
It opened
your
third eye.
Yes. And yeah. Now I love art and it's a way to
That's
express myself.
Because you're a famous artist.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah. When they inspired you, what was the first action you used that inspiration for? Was it a painting? Was it a drawing?
It was a drawing.
Was it drawing out your middle school crush?
No, it was drawing sketches of dresses. I don't know why I drew sketches of dresses. I don't even know where those sketches went, but it was sketches of dresses.
Dress sketches?
Mm-hmm.
That rhymes.
Yeah, I used to want to be in fashion.
You were a poet. Oh. You wanted to be in fashion.
Passion? I wanted
passion,
to be in
passion.
Passion, fashion.
Why?
Yeah, my passion was
Why
fashion.
Why did you want to be in fashion?
Because I thought it was cool.
You thought you were the...
I thought I was it. I thought I was the it girl who could do whatever she wanted.
You thought you were the coolest dancer.
I thought... Dancer? What does dance have to do with this?
Because you'd walk down the stage and you'd dance and stuff.
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to be a model. I wanted to be a fashion designer.
You wanted to be a fashion... Oh.
Like, I drew the dresses.
Okay. Anyways, I just looked up something for this joke right here. Okay, you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. You wanted to be in fashion because you thought you were the... You thought you were the... Anyways... You drew dress sketches.
I drew dress sketches.
Okay. Is this something you see yourself doing for the rest of your life?
Drawing dress sketches?
No. No. But being...
But art in general? Yes. I
artistic.
Do love doing art.
You are very artistic.
My whole room is filled with artwork from myself, honestly.
I can tell. It's very... It's very artful. We're laughing
artful.
Because she's now curling a charger around her foot. Sorry, technical difficulties. I died there for a second. Anyway, pull up the questions, please. I'm so professional. Okay.
What was the last thing you said?
So, is art something you see yourself doing for the rest of your life?
I already answered that, and yes, it is.
Okay. Do you still talk to Miss Pretzel?
No, I don't. She
died?
No. Oh. She stopped teaching.
And died?
Stop. She stopped teaching so she could travel.
And then she died.
No, she's not dead. She's very happy and alive.
How do you know this?
He still has her phone number and he could call her if he wanted to.
That's kind of weird.
Your brother has Miss Pretzel's phone. She gave it out because of art projects. Because his final. Because he couldn't submit it. And it was a whole problem. But she was actually very awesome. And Aubrey, go away. We're doing a project.
Sorry. Sibling rivalry. Anyway. Oh, my God. Sorry. Phone technical difficulty. Anyway. What keeps you inspired?
Honestly,
is it the thought of Miss Pressel dying?
No, it is not.
Okay, my fault.
I don't know anything that keeps me inspired, honestly.
What about this very awesome, cool guy called Justin Combs?
Does he keep me very inspired?
Okay, that's cool.
He keeps me inspired every single day of my life to keep going.
Okay, let's not get cringe. All right, does the person who inspired you know they inspired you?
No. I didn't. I never told her.
You never told Miss Pretzel this?
No.
What if she dies?
She's not gonna freaking die, dude. She was like 40.
Sorry, dying difficulties. Anyway.
Dude.
How major of an impact did the person have on you? Pretty sure we already asked this question, just in different words.
I mean, it was a pretty decent impact. I wouldn't say it was like the biggest impact I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, the biggest influence in your life didn't have a major impact. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I don't know. It probably is the biggest impact ever in my entire life. Like, I don't have that many impacts.
More sibling rivalry difficulties. Anyway. Do you think that one day you could have the same influence on someone?
I mean, I would hope I could have a positive impact. Okay, Dad.
Sorry, Dad difficulties. Do you think you have the same influence on someone else?
I don't know.
Do you think Miss Pretzel still has the same influence on other people?
Well, she doesn't have the same... Stop with the dead jokes.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if she still has the same exact influence. She's a very influential person. She loves Purcell.
Do you think that they'll write that on her obituary when
she dies?
Shut
up! I'm sorry. She loves to, like, give people advice on everything in life. Like, that's just the type of person she is. But she's not an art teacher anymore. She went to pursue traveling and just living her life. And
before,
like,
she
I
died.
Think she went and stayed with her son for a while too. And, like, I'm gonna ignore your death jokes now, but she just wanted to live a life away from students, because I think they,
as anyone should.
Yeah.
Students make you want to pull your hair out and die.
Yeah, I know from my mother.
Yeah. Anyways, what ways did your life change after you got this inspiration? Was it for the better or for the worse?
For the better. I found a way to express myself through art and through drawing and painting. And now my whole room is covered with art that means something to me, or that matches, like, how I want my room to, like, feel, like, my vibe. And I just think it's a great thing.
Boom.
You always talk like that. Quit videoing.
Sorry. Mom fight. Technical difficulties. Anyway.
You should not have filmed this year.
Do you ever miss how things were before Miss Pretzel died? I'm sorry. That part.
Oh my God, she's not dead.
I'm sorry, that part wasn't there.
You. Okay, I love you. I don't know. Not really.
Good answer.
I didn't express myself.
I need
then.
A longer answer.
I'm trying right now,
we
but you're
get
interrupting
it over the
me
10
very
minute
rudely.
Mark. I'm
okay,
sorry.
You're very rudely interrupting what I was saying.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking, and you started talking over my thoughts, and then I couldn't think anymore, and then you kept talking.
You
over
know what
me.
Else? You know
what?
Who else can't think anymore?
Who?
Miss Pretzel.
Miss Pretzel,
because
she's dead. You're so
Anyways.
Funny. She's not freaking dead. First off. Second of all, turn off my phone before my screen time goes up. And third of all, I don't miss how it was before, because I didn't express myself, and it was just a very low time in my life, and I just didn't talk to anyone.
Sixth grade, middle school.
Or do anything. Sixth grade, I was depressed. Sixth grade was rough. And seventh grade, honestly. Middle school is not the years. middle school was traumatizing, and I hated it, and I had terrible friends, and a terrible school, and people were bullies. And
yeah. Anyway, now that it's over 10 minutes, make sure to follow this podcast before you end up dead like Miss Pretzel.
She's not dead.